You're listening to SBS News.
Financial inequality in Australia has reached its highest since 2001, and Sydneysiders know it well.
The prices of the houses have gone up. I mean, I'm in a trade at the moment building houses, and all these houses are triple the prices since like 2 years ago.
A lot of the older people that I know, grandparents and the like, own their homes, and it's not all of the people my age are sort of thinking about moving overseas if they want to buy a home. Economically, everyone I know is sort of saying there's no point trying to live in Sydney anymore.
You know, everyone has to balance their lifestyle and income, and I think people that get it don't go out and spend $30-$40 a week on, you know, avocado on toast or other things, right?
The latest annual household income and labour dynamics in Australia report, known as the Hilda Report, has revealed the financial condition of Australian households in 2021 and 2022. It shows the government's economic support during COVID reduced inequality in 2020. But by 2022, Australia's Gini Index, the global indicator for inequality, had risen to 0.31, the highest since 2001. When a country reaches complete equality, its Gini index is zero. When it reaches complete inequality, its Gini index is one. Professor Roger Wilkins is the co-director of the Hilda Survey Project. He says complex factors affect the rise of inequality.
We saw incomes at the lower end decrease, which is to be expected given the withdrawal of the income supports, but perhaps less easy to explain is why incomes at the top also grew more strongly. So we had this widening gulf between the well-off and the not well-off people.
The report also shed light on the growing gender inequality when it comes to housework. It shows that in 2022, men spent the same amount of time on housework as they were in 2002, just 12.8 hours per week. Meanwhile, women had to spend much longer time on their paid work while continuing to bear the major responsibility for unpaid housework. The results echo the latest data on gender pay gap released this week, which shows that for every dollar a man earns, women only earn 78 cents on average. Among those most affected by financial inequality are single parents. Professor Wilkins says single parents have seen a 76% increase in childcare costs since 2006, while it was just 48% for coupled parents.
Being a single parent has never been easy, but you know, what we've seen over the last 20, 25 years is that it's become even harder for single parent families. So relative to the rest of the community, they've fallen further behind. And that's despite the fact that they've increased their employment participation, but it's just the fact that they're having to do it all on their own in many cases. So they're very time stressed because they've got all these caring responsibilities, plus they're increasingly in paid work, and they don't have the time to really work the number of hours that they would need to have an acceptable level of income.
He also says the increasing extreme weather events in the past few years have contributed to the rise of financial inequality in Australia.
We had 4.5% of all people saying their house was damaged or destroyed by a weather-related event, like a flood or a storm or a bushfire, and that was the highest we've seen since 2009. And in fact, you know, it was particularly high in New South Wales and Queensland that had experienced severe floods in that period. In fact, we had 9% of all people in New South Wales saying their home was damaged or destroyed by a weather-related event that year.
With the ongoing cost of living crisis in 2023 and 2024, Professor Wilkins expects the next report may see Australians suffer from more financial hardship, but he says it won't all be bad news.
We also are actually expecting to see some decline in income inequality. So there is some prospect that extreme high level that we reached in 2022 was somewhat temporary, but that remains somewhat speculative at this stage.
Wing Kwang, SBS News.